great one. That is the legendary Lemmy and Motorhead and Ace of Spades. Great choice this morning.
Thank you. Lemmy, also a famous mustachioed man.
Yes, he is. Are you doing only mustached rejoins from mustached artists?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. All right. Then please submit your requests and dedications to Shime. And you can DM him or you can just text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Or I'm sure you can share it in the Twitch chat if you're involved in chatting during the show while you are watching it on Twitch, or you're doing the same on YouTube, and Shime will peruse the Twitch chat and get your requests. Your lead this morning, Shime.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. I had this fear wash over me yesterday. I was driving in my car. I was listening to my guy, Drake May, do the interview at the afternoon show. I thought Drake sounded great.
He sounded like a leader.
He did a really good job.
You're a great leader, Greg.
Thank you, Curtis.
You're a great, amazing facilitator, Greg. I got to say, Drake May could learn a thing from you.
That's facilitator.
Thanks.
Sounds like you're calling me a game manager.
No, like what Drake May does. Drake May's big thing he loves is his high school coach even talked about this. Drake May would look at the box score during halftime to make sure that everybody on the field was getting targets.
Because
he was a great distributor.
I like that.
Just called Greg Joe Flacco.
Nope, I called him Drake May, okay. So who's my favorite person on the planet. So there you go. It's a great comparison. Either way, I had this fear wash over me yesterday that Drake May is the next Matthew Stafford, in that he is a part of an organization where he continues to excel, but nothing around him is ever in a place where there is like any hope. They may have like one playoff run where they go 11-5 and they get screwed by a bad call that goes in favor of the Cowboys because the Cowboys TV market is way bigger than Detroit's. But that point aside, it just feels like I'm worried that Drake May is entering a hopeless situation. I really don't want that to be the case. I like Gerard Mayo. I love this team. I've been a fan of them my entire life. And so I want nothing but Drake May to succeed here. Okay, but I'm getting nervous that that's not going to be the case.
But what shows you, and again, I'm going to be the optimist here. What shows you that this organization, who must have identified him the same way you have, is not going to spend and do whatever they can to make him better?
Well, I don't think they identified him the same way I did, because if they did, they would have started him in week one. Like, that to me, and they would have been more prepared for him to start right away for this team. They weren't. They never were. Like, they never made an effort, a concerted effort to make sure he was prepared and everything else around him was going to be stable enough for him to have success right away. And so I am concerned that they like lucked into how good Drake May is, and they are not prepared or willing to spend and support him in the way that they should.
I think the concern is that Elliot Wolf is not the guy,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Gerard Mayo is not the guy. And that's what, and it's early, I get it, on mm-hmm. both of them to say that, but there are a lot of people who feel that way, Wiggy.
Well, I think it's because of maybe some of the things that Mayo say. We won't really know if they're going to end up in the Detroit way until this offseason. If they don't actively pursue guys, big name guys in free agency, like really start to put players around them, when you can go, okay, they are trying to do that. I don't believe that they're not going to do that, because there's no way Robert Kraft is just going to allow this to continue, especially after how much this team is getting criticized, not just here locally, but all over the place. So there's no way Robert just sits back and goes, all right, don't worry about it. We're not spending no money to help out Drake May this next year.
All right, Shime, great lead to get us started this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hi, Greg. So if you missed it at the beginning of the show, you can rewind. Greg and I had a good back and forth about Bill's comments yesterday attacking, rightfully so, the bad job of Gerard Mayo to start his coaching tenure here. I would just restate very succinctly that the Patriots were 7th in points allowed in 99. They went back to 17th in 2000 when Bill Belichick took over. They were 8th in total yards allowed on defense. They were 20th. And that is a defense with Ty Law, Willie McGinnis, Teddy Bruschi, Ted Johnson, Lawyer Malloy, Roman Pfeiffer. A very talented defense. A defense exponentially more talented than this one. And one thing, because if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. I found this yesterday, and it's just interesting to understand where Bill was entering the first home game after the terrorist attacks of 9/11. There was a conversation with Herman Edwards, who recalled the conversation with Mike Reese, where he said, I'm walking on the field, I'm talking with him, he's standing right next to me, I ask how he's doing, he said, quote, we're horrible, we effing stink. He said, the quarterback is going to get me fired, I know Kraft is going to fire me before the season's out.
Mm.
So, obviously, we know what happened that day, we know how everybody changed, we know that Bill Belichick, before the Super Bowl, made the single greatest coaching decision in my lifetime in choosing Tom over Drew. And that's, both of them created this. I'm not relitigating history. It's just beneath Bill Belichick. It is. We all know it. Everybody's been saying it for you, Bill. To go out there and try and kick a guy who, for better or worse, is going to be viewed as someone you mentored, well, with your son still on the staff. It's just, I don't know, not what I would do.
They've been kicking him repeatedly for months, though. At a certain point,
when Tom Brady won a Super Bowl in Tampa, did he say "F you, New England"?
No,
because it was he did it. You don't need to tell anybody you did it.
Yeah, but they didn't smear Tom Brady right. when Tom Brady left here, and the whole Bill thing. I am confused. Wasn't he just like asked the question about the about Mayo?
He controls what
team?
They talk about, Wiggy.
He wasn't even asked about Mayo. He was asked about Drake May, and then immediately pivoted in the middle of his answer into Mayo calling the player soft.
Okay.
Okay, but is he not right?
Of course he's right. Gerard Mayo's had an awful start.
Gerard Mayo takes a step forward and says this team is soft, and then feels the need to come on this show yesterday and walk it back. Like, I agree with Bill. Bill knows that team, most of them, better than anybody else, and he doesn't think they're soft. So,
That's why I was a little concerned when I said that, when I said yesterday, wait a second, I'd feel some type of way if my head coach was like, we're soft. I'd be like, hold on, what you mean we're soft? And then I think he comes back and he says, the way we played in that game was soft. Okay, all right. Well, say that then.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm a petty SOB, and I think that some people can only take so much, and Bill has bit his tongue for months and months and months after Dynasty, during the roast, on and on, and they've taken shots at him every chance they get. So for Bill to sit there and be fed up and just say a little slight comment about how he would handle things and how Gerard handled them.
They did him dirty.
Well, who threw the first stone in the whole thing about this whole soft thing? Wasn't it Mayo last week when he was on our show,
asked about the roster.
I hate to take credit for all this, but I think it was that.
It probably was.
I'm serious. That pissed off Lombardi. That pissed off Bill.
Made it seem like that, well.
It made it seem like they were using the roster as an excuse.
Yeah, we weren't left with much.
But is that true?
What?
Was the roster really bad?
No.
No, it was virtually the same roster.
That went 4-13.
Yeah. And with a quarterback would have gone, with Drake May would have gone.
If the head coach talked to the quarterback, they might have been better. They were 4-13.
Yeah, but your defense was significantly better last year. They were. There's no denying that.
Right. They also had Christian Barmore, Matthew Judon. They also had Joan Bentley, the middle linebacker.
They lost 8 games last season by 1 score.
Great.
It's completely different than what you saw when you get blown out by the lowly Jaguars.
Nobody's disputing Sunday was a disaster, a debacle. Gerard Mayo's not done a good job. I'm not defending him. I'm just saying we're talking about this team like they were a playoff team. They won 4 games.
No. But the
look at the quarterbacks they lost to. Right. Tommy Cutlets, whatever his name was.
But the conversation was
Sam Ellinger.
The conversation.
Great. Now I have to have cutlets for lunch.
Yum.
The conversation was the defense.
I love a good cutlet sub.
I prefer sometimes mayo, lettuce, tomato to the gravy and cheese. But go ahead.
The conversation was the defense was far better last year, and you had guys that were hurt. Judon was hurt. Gonzalez was hurt last year. Who else was hurt? Jonathan Jones, wasn't he out for like the whole season?
Ramondre was hurt for a bit.
Well, I'm talking defensively.
Oh,
there was a bunch
overall.
Of guys. So the conversation was this defense, and I thought I was one of the people standing on the mountaintop saying, oh, this is going to be a top 10 defense, maybe even top 5, even with Judon being gone, because, all right, looks like Keon White might be able to replace some of that production. this defense might be at the bottom of the league when it comes to by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Last year, your defense was at the top of the league in total yards and rushing. You were like, you know, 11th in passing. So you had a far better defense, and it was because of the quarterback. If Drake May's the quarterback of this football team last year, your team is probably a fighting for a playoff
spot. That is such a disingenuous argument in defense of Bill Belichick, a guy that despised that position. The reason Bill's gone.
No, he despised Mac Jones.
And Tom Brady and Bernie Kosar and Drew Bledsoe.
He despised Mac Jones because of the way Mac Jones went about doing things and did not buy into the system. He had no.
He despised Mac Jones because he was honest about the bad coaching he received.
Oh, come on.
Curtis, stop it. Wait, when did the relationship.
Come on. And do we really.
Courtney, wait. Before. When did the relationship.
Spilling secrets.
No, when he was honest about how Matt Patricia and Joe Judge weren't coaching.
To Dan Orlovsky.
Right.
Yeah, Bill.
You
we
know
all
that's
know,
wrong.
Yes, that is wrong.
Okay, it's far more wrong to bring those two guys into coach.
But we're not comparing. Yeah, we're just, you asked the question about when Bill and Mac, when that relationship disintegrated. That was the point.
There's
right there.
And
I don't blame.
Right, but there's no.
Bill has been screwed over and over again by people that he's trusted. Right. I don't blame Bill one bit for hating Mac Jones for that.
Here's how it works. There's no different than this. There's no different if you don't like the way the afternoon show was set up and you then going to people outside that have a little bit of a platform and then complaining about those people on how bad Mike Thomas is doing his job when it comes to setting up the afternoon show.
I think
that is bad business.
Top notch here.
You got to be, if you are, and you might not agree with everything, but if you're part of that team and you're part of Bill's, you know, being under him as a coach, you just don't go bad mouth.
Right. It's Bill, a respect thing.
Yeah, you say like, all right, I don't agree with Matt Patricia being the offensive guy, but you know what? I'm going to be a good soldier. I'm going to suck it up, and hopefully Bill will see it. And then guess what he did? He hired Billy O'Brien the next year.
Robert Kraft did. And Bill hates bad-mouthing people. We can tell for sure.
Curtis, very interesting lead.
Yeah, it's so.
Thank you.
And in fact, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll hear, for those who might have missed it somehow, we'll hear what Bill said yesterday with Pat McAfee when we come back.